Here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Favolo.
The Cisco Kid.
Do you always buy the small loaf of bread because you have a small family? Then here's something you'll be interested in. When you buy butternut bread, you don't have to worry about the size of the loaf, even if your family number's just two or three. Because with butternut, you can bank on fresh, tender slices right down to the end of the loaf. Butternut, you see, is specially baked to be fresh when you buy it and to stay fresh till you eat it. And furthermore, butternut goes faster, too, because it's so extra good. So next time you shop, don't hesitate. Don't grope over those bread shelves. Don't guess, squeeze, or doubt. Just reach for...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Butternut bread in the blue and white check gingham picture wrapper. See that true-to-life picture of those fresh white slices. And be sure of what you buy before you buy. Buy...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Now, the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Raiders Roundup. Law in the Southwest during the settlement of the frontier was the one thing desired most by the ranchers and most derided by the desperados. One outlaw band, whose notoriety stemmed from their audacious deeds, roamed the Arizona-Utah border unrestrained in the early 1870s. As our story opens, leader of the band, Hunk Rollins, alerts his men for a bloodthirsty raid.
All right. All right, finish them wagons. Get a move on. Harriet Grimley, come here.
All right, what do you want, Hunk?
Them wagons I put you in charge of, they finished?
Ready to roll. How about these others?
In good enough shape for us to use. That's enough, men. Get rid of them hammers. Buckle on your gun belts. Let's go, boys. Put some speed into it.
Hey, Lariat, look at that lunkhead, Mike Sanchez. Don't you reckon he heard me?
Yeah, sure he heard you. Just trying to finish what he started.
I'll finish him with my fist.
Now, wait a minute, boss. Let me do it with my rope. Gotta keep in practice to keep in tune with my name. There.
Good throw, Lariat. You dropped the loop on him like he was an unbroken colt.
Come along here, you wall-eyed maverick.
Hey, look out! Lucky I only winged you, Sanchez. I should kill you.
I'll take him on, Hunk. It's me he took the shot at.
I'll tell you when to do the shooting. Same goes for all of you, savvy? Sanchez, stay here and get yourself patched up. Next time when I say frog, you jump, and don't forget it.
All right, boys. Let's hurry up with them teams. Get them horses hitched to the wagons. You heard what the boss said.
Before you do, I want you to know where we're going and what we're after. We're headed across the border for the town of Kanab.
Yeah, but the town's full of vigilantes looking for us. We'll ride smack into a death trap.
Shut up, all of you. Don't you think I know my business? You ain't riding into Kanab on horseback to be targets for them rifle-carrying jayhawkers. I read a book once about a bunch of fellas who got into an enemy camp by hiding inside a hollowed-out wooden horse.
Oh, the wagons, huh?
That's right. You boys will be hiding in them wagons, loaded to the teeth with lead-slinging calling cards. Getting into town will be easy.
I sure will, Hunt.
It's up to you to make getting out of town just as easy.
Easy? What way, boss?
So we can raid the town without getting shot up. You got to make sure of every one of them vigilantes. Wipe them out.
Stay easy, loco. Oh, there.
Get up,
oh,
our locos, right?
turns, Uncle Jose. Give him his head and sit deep in the saddle. You will get an easier ride.
Santa Maria, he's not like riding a burros. He's going... Pancho able to ride these horses and keep up with you and Diablo all the times he's go?
See, Uncle Jose, Pancho is a very good horseman. He takes very good care of Loco, too.
Oh, any time like this, Uncle Jose wish Pancho here to care for Loco. Uncle Jose back in Hermosillo.
Well, you are free to return anytime you want to, Uncle Jose.
Oh, no, Zisco, no.
You do not want to go back?
Si, I wish to go back, no.
Which is it, si or no?
Oh, Zisco, you think I, Uncle Jose, a man of letters, would desert my colleague?
I should hope not, Uncle Jose. Riding with you has been very enjoyable.
It is my devoted duty. We are compañeros, Cisco, until my nephew Pancho gets better from the chickenpox.
You told me Pancho seemed to be getting all along all right, Uncle Jose. Well, what did he actually say in the letter you got from him?
The one we get at Fredonia?
Si.
No one can be sure of what Pancho say because of the writing.
But Pancho cannot write?
I know that, Cisco. That is the trouble. Little cousin Pepito got to write the letter for him.
And how old is Pepito?
5 years old.
And he is writing the letters for Pancho?
Si. And since I not got the chance to teach Pepito the whole alphabets, whatever he not can write, he draw a picture.
Well, do the pictures show that Pancho's chicken pox is almost over or not?
Well, Uncle Jose not yet can tell. It necessary to study the picture some more.
Well, you study him and then tell me. Madre, hold on.
Ho, loco. There's wagons and horses. Look how fast they're coming.
We better get off the trail. They'll run right over us. Over the other. Come on,
move, loco, pronto.
Get up there. Yeah. Up. Hey. Them two saddle tramps, Larry. Get them. Blasted mavericks. I miss him, Hunk. Forget about him, Larry.
Oh, loco. Oh, quieto.
Let loose of the reins and he will stop rearing.
Oh, Guadalajara. Why those coyotes shoot at us, Cisco?
Whatever the reason, you can be sure they're up to no good.
Oh, you see all those hombres inside the wagons? They're carrying guns. They look like bandidos.
Just the two of us are no match for them. We will trail them. Find out where they go.
Oh, other hombres and horses coming, Cisco. They come from the same direction the wagons come from.
Maybe we can learn about the mavericks and the wagons from them.
No, boys, wait!
Well, see, you wait before you strings them up. You find out we not the ones to be strings up. We not outlaws.
Keep your guns in your holster, hombres. Use your heads instead of your hands.
Whether they're outlaws or not, we can't waste time on them now. We'll lose the trail.
Mi compañero and I would like to join you, señores.
You're coming along whether you like it or not. I'm Jed Parker. Them sidewinders took my daughter Mary with them so they could make a safe getaway.
You mean those coyotes still have the señorita?
That's right. Let's go.
Get up, Diablo. Come on.
Go.
Follow me with them wagons into the riverbed and under the waterfall.
Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah. Keep under cover. Here we go under the falls.
Get up! Pull up here at the small corral.
You are the wagon drivers. Anxious, pull up at the small corral.
All right, what's the call? Hey, Lariat. Bring that girl from out of your wagon.
Yeah, sure thing, Hunk. And look, Slim, bring that gal out of the wagon.
Rest of you boys, unharness them horses and look after them.
Here she is, boss.
Cut that gag. She can scream all she wants now.
Yeah. All right, stand still, girlie, so as I won't miss and cut off one of them pretty brown curls. Now you can yip your head off.
You dry gulching sidewinders. You'll stretch hemp, every last one of you.
Fiery little filly, ain't you, Lariat? Bring her on up the house.
I won't go.
You'll go if I have to put a halter on you and drag you up there. Are you? Come on.
She's got as much spirit as a cutting horse after Maverick. She's the kind of a gal for me.
Yeah, I'll cut a deal with you for her. High card wins.
That's all right for joking. I got a serious plan about this gal.
Yeah, what kind of plans, Hunk?
Her pa's leader of them vigilantes, ain't he?
Oh, Jed Parker? Yeah, I reckon he's a leader.
Go on, Mary. Get in there.
I will not.
I said get in there.
If I had a gun, I'd shoot you.
Close the door, Lariat. Lock it.
That Mary Parker is a feisty little bobcat, Hunk.
I'm leaving you here to stand guard, Lariat. See that the gal gets plenty of food and water and that nobody bothers her, you savvy?
Yeah, I savvy. What about them plans of yours?
If our raid on Kanab has been a success, we wouldn't need them.
How could anybody know they'd have that many armed men attending a vigilante meeting just when we got there?
Going into town after them didn't work. I'm going to make them come after us.
Oh, using the gal as bait to trap them.
That's what I got in mind. Now, the idea is to scheme up a trap they won't suspect.
Yeah, what about the gal, Hunk? I mean, after we sprung the trap.
The lone gal in the camp of outlaws spells one thing, trouble. Once we dry gulch those vigilantes, there's only one thing to do with her.
And that is?
Kill her. All right, boys, come to a halt. Over here.
Ho, ho, ho.
Not a trace of them blasted sidewinders. They disappeared into thin air.
Yeah, sure did. Yeah.
Stranger, you never did say who you are.
I am called the Cisco Kid, Senor Jed. And this is mi compañero, Uncle Jose.
Si?
Pancho is Uncle Jose from Hermosillo.
I've heard lots of stories about Cisco Kid. Some good, some not so good. Them outlaws were after holding my daughter Mary.
I'm very sorry about that, Senor Jed.
Si? If we know there is a señorita in those wagons, we stop them, no, Cisco?
At least we would have tried.
How come you two are so handy when them wagons went by? I ain't so sure, but what them raiders didn't leave a couple of their men just to slow us down and throw us off the trail.
Now listen, señores.
Here comes the rest of the vigilantes now. If they ain't found no trace of Mary, you're going to tell us where she is, Cisco.
Jose. You ready to follow me?
Si, Cisco.
You'll tell us or you'll dance on air at the end of a rope.
Now, Jose, up, get him.
Go. After him. Don't let him escape. Use your guns. If you have to, shoot him.
And with the two bands of vigilantes bearing down on them, it is doubtful that Cisco and Uncle Jose can escape. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid.
The setting is your house at breakfast. The cast, a family of happy, happy folks. Because look, there's a loaf of the new and extra tempting butternut wheat bread right in the middle of the table. And say, there's toast that really makes a breakfast a breakfast. This brand new bread is making a hit at every meal all over town. Just try butternut wheat bread and see if this isn't the finest thing that ever happened to a slice of toast or a big hearty sandwich for Dad's lunch. Yes, sir, try butternut wheat bread right now. Everybody's trying it. Everybody's saying, the smoothest, richest, freshest wheat bread I've ever tasted. And say, here's extra good news. Just like butternut's picture wrapper on white bread, butternut wheat has a picture of quality right on the wrapper, too. Not blue and white like butternut white, but red and white. So look for the only wheat bread in the wrapper that lets you see what you buy before you buy. Butternut wheat bread in the red and white check gingham picture wrapper. No guess, no squeeze, no doubt.
And now back to the Cisco Kid in our gripping story, Raiders Roundup. Hunk Rollins, Lariat Grimley, and their band of desperados raid the town of Kanab. In order to escape from the vigilantes who are led by Jed Parker, the outlaws take Jed's daughter Mary as a hostage. Cisco and Pancho's Uncle Jose join the vigilantes to find Mary. A dead-end trail causes Jed to suspect Cisco when he learns his identity. Cisco and Jose realize their only chance in this tense situation is to try to escape. They do so, and a flurry of bullets from their pursuers follows them. Now.
This way, Jose. In among these trees. We'll spoil their aim.
Cisco, the bullets come close.
Bueno, they've stopped shooting. That means they cannot see us. Oh, they'll slow down, slow, slow.
Oh, loco, walk now. As soon as they're right into these woods, they find us, Cisco.
Now, amigo, down into the riverbed.
They'll be able to see us here in the water, Cisco. We not fool them.
Our only chance, Jose, that waterfall.
Well, how'd that help us?
Right under the falls and stay there until those vigilantes stop searching for us.
We not able to hold our breath for that long.
There is a spot beneath the falls where the flow of water is almost separated. There, you see it?
See, it goes by the rocks at the top of the falls.
See, that is right. If we stand under those rocks, we should be able to get enough air to breathe.
We get plenty wet, Cisco.
Better to get wet than to be dead.
If there's not enough breathing space, we'd die anyway.
Up, Diablo. Under the falls. Get up.
Go, loco. Take the deep breaths and follow Diablo.
So you're the Cisco kid. You and your partner rode into my hideout like a couple of lambs to slaughter.
Oh, good in business, go. We ride under the falls to get away from the vigilantes. We wind up in this big canyon.
Now we know why these hombres are able to disappear, Jose. Yeah, clever hideout, senor.
You think so, huh?
Si.
I got news for you. You'll never live to tell anybody about it.
Why should I want to tell anyone about it? We are here because we were trying to get away from the law.
What made them vigilantes take out after you?
They must have thought Jose and I are members of your gang.
Did I hear right, Hunk? This here the Cisco kid?
Who's guarding the house, Laird? I thought I told you to stay.
There's Slim and Luke on guard. They know your orders. So, you call yourself the Cisco kid?
Well, ain't he? You know for sure he ain't?
No, I don't know for sure. But I heard Mike Sanchez once say he was run out of Tombstone by the Cisco kid. Mike can tell us what we want to know. I think this hombre's lying.
You two come on up to the bunkhouse. Let's hear what Mike's got to say about you. Jose, Cisco, get moving. Usually, we don't ask no questions. Anybody on the lam from the law is welcome here.
I'm glad to hear that, Senor Hunk.
If Mike Sanchez says you ain't the Cisco kid, you and your partner can join us.
Maybe then Mike Sanchez made the mistake.
Yeah, the mistake is yours for blundering in here.
You boys wait out here. Mike, there's an hombre here I want you to identify.
I saw a Hunk. Who is he?
Inside, come on.
Go on, go on. You heard what he said.
Take a good look. Did you ever see this hombre before?
Him? No, don't reckon ever did.
You sure? Miss Ombre says he's a Cisco kid.
I reckon I ought to know the Cisco kid. Him and his partner, Pancho, ran me out of Tombstone.
You say his partner's name is Pancho?
Yeah.
He's been calling this little hombre Jose.
He. Now what I call Uncle Jose, call Jose, senor.
Whatever your name is, why'd you choose to call yourself the Cisco kid?
Well, like you, Senor Hank. I've heard many things about the Cisco kid, some good, some bad. Therefore, if I do anything bad, let it be blamed on the Cisco kid.
Well, that makes sense. Call yourself anything you want. There's plenty of us here ain't going by our real names anyway. Consider yourself part of the gang.
Gracias, Senor Hunk.
I'm a full-fledged member of your gang with all privileges. Eh, Senor Hunk?
Right.
Then, first of all, I will settle with you, Lariat. I do not like being called a liar.
Santo Ignacio, you hit that coyote so hard, Cisco, you knock him through that hitch rack.
You knocked him out, Cisco. Lariat's out cold.
Lariat had it coming, Unc.
Well, I reckon he did. Since you put him out of commission, you can take over and do his job.
All right. What is the job?
Guarding that house over there. There's a gal inside. If she escapes, I'll kill her.
think it's safe to talk to the senorita now, Cisco?
It will never be any safer. Come on. Everyone in camp except the guard at the waterfall is asleep. Now, if only the senorita does not cry out when I open this window. Senorita, do not cry out. We are here to help you.
Who are you?
I am the Cisco Kid, senorita. I met your padre, Senor Jed, out on the trail.
He and a bunch of the vigilantes looking for you, Senorita Mary.
How'd you get here? These killers will gun you down if they catch you helping me.
I know the risk we take, senorita. Mi compañero Jose and I think we have a plan to get you out of here.
We do? What the plan, Cisco?
Jose, you and the senorita will exchange clothing.
Well, Cisco, you not mean for Jose to take...
Listen to me now, both of you. You're about the same size. Dressed in Jose's clothes, you, Senorita Mary, can ride out of here and no one will stop you.
You think the guard by the waterfall let the senorita go past? He thinks she me?
We will make sure that he does.
How? How will you do that?
Before you and Jose pretend to be each other, Jose will go to the guard and tell him he has to go back and pick up some loot from our last robbery.
Bueno, Cisco. Jose do that easy.
Then when Senorita Mary rides by dressed in your clothes, the guard will suspect nothing.
You mentioned a robbery.
I will explain the whole thing to you when we have more time. Be assured, Uncle Jose and I have never committed any robberies.
Even if I get away with it, what will become of you?
We will manage to get out of here. We are still free and have our guns. If we have to use them, we will give a good account of ourselves.
Come away from that window, Lariat.
I told you I didn't trust that varmint. He's a Cisco kid, all right.
Of course he is. I knew Mike Sanchez was lying all the time.
Yeah, he must have lied, because he was mad at me for roping him. Mad at you for shooting him.
He won't get mad no more. For lying, I'm going to kill him.
Yeah, you're going to get that little goat Jose right out of here.
You try to stop him, I'll drop you in your tracks.
Yeah, but you just said...
Why do you think I let Cisco and that little one get away with fooling me? I wanted Cisco to send out after the vigilante friends of his for help.
Oh, and you figured Jose is going after him?
Jed Parker and them badge toters will come hightailing it here so fast after Mary it'll make your head spin.
Yeah, and we better get the boys on the prod. Be ready. Yeah, what about the Cisco kid?
You're the hombre he delivered the knuckle massage to. You want him?
I got 6 lead slugs in this gun with his name on them. I'll deliver them to Cisco. You can have him when he's dead.
Oh, Uncle Jose feel very silly, Cisco. You're a lucky thing Pancho, Porfirio, and Lil Pepito not see Uncle Jose like this, dressed in his senorita's clothing.
Stop walking back and forth, Uncle Jose. You'll wear out the floor.
When we try to leave these bandidos hideout?
Very shortly. The senorita is safe by now. It's almost 4:00. Just before they change guards. That is when we'll make our getaway.
It's almost 4:00, huh?
Away! Get your hands away from your gun belts. All right, keep them wide.
Keep them wide. What in tarnation? The girl!
Now, she and this old goat Jose changed clothes.
Her we let right out of here.
That is right, Maverick. Senorita Mary is safely out of your hands. And if you think mi compañero Jose and I are going to be captured without a fight, you are mistaken.
Now, you ain't going to walk out of this house alive, Cisco.
Open fire on me and see how many of your hombres die with me.
It's the vigilantes. That gal brought them vigilantes back here. Get after him, boys!
Down on the floor, Jose.
Get Cisco. He shut the lamp out.
Let him try to come through the door.
Yeah, we must have got him, Hunk. I don't hear nothing from him.
Guess again, Larry.
He dropped a loop on me.
Here, Jose. Hold on the door. Keep this maverick busy.
See, Cisco. I can't see you yet, Cisco. When I get my hands on you...
But I can see you, Coyote. And because you are the leader of these raiders, Hunk Rollins, I feel I owe you something extra.
Bueno, Cisco. You knock him out.
And I see Senor Jed and his vigilantes have captured those other renegades.
Cisco,
Thank heavens you and Jose are alive.
Yeah, I sure want to apologize for misjudging you, Cisco. Mary told me about how you saved her life.
You're right, Senor Jed. Cisco, the one who's doing. Come along, you coyote lariat.
I'm sorry. I'm not laughing at you, Jose. No, it's them clothes of Mary's is your wearing.
Is that all right, Senor Jed? It's the first time a hombre get roped by a woman and not get married. Cisco.
Si, Uncle Jose.
Every one of those raiders get the long sentence in prison.
Well, not every one of them, Uncle Jose. Mike Sanchez got a suspended sentence because he helped me by not identifying me as the Cisco Kid.
Si, let's save our lives.
Si. By the way, that letter from Pancho, are you able to identify the pictures little Papito drew yet?
Oh, si, Cisco. Uncle Jose, show you.
See, let me see.
Now these two hombres down here, they got to be Cousin Manuel and Cousin Rodriguez.
Wait, let me see. Oh, they look like they are fighting.
See, they're fighting. They always fight, because they too much the same.
They're the same? In what way, Uncle Jose?
Oh, they both like and not like the same things.
They both like and not like the same things?
Si, Cisco. They both like to fight, and they both not like each other.
Oh, Jose!
Oh, Cisco!
Up, Diablo!
Go, 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 go!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
And while Cisco and Pancho ride away for another adventure, let's talk about an adventure in good, rich flavor. Have you tried butternut bread yet? Well, fellas and girls, next time you go to the store for Mother, you just try this. On those bread shelves, just pick up any loaf of butternut bread. Notice that picture on the blue and white check gingham wrapper. See how fresh and white and tender those slices look. Well, that's how fresh and white and tender you can expect it to be inside, too. You see, butternut shows you the quality inside from the outside. You can always be sure of the bread you like for tasty sandwiches, for crisp golden toast, for bread and butter at mealtimes. And something else, fellas, butternut bread is mighty good for you. It's enriched with a pack and parcel of quick food energy that you need every day. So join the gang now who sing out for...
Tut, tut, nothing but butternut bread.
Just look for the blue and white check gingham butternut wrapper with the picture of quality right on it.
Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.